Dominica is plagued by long lines of vehicles queuing for petrol, and it's been going on for about a month now. This is the reaction of some of those who've been showing the long lines on social media.
You thinking what the Prime Minister say?
Boy, look at the country, boy.
That's after elections, we. That was happening during elections, you know, Mark you. This is happening after elections with the very same set of people. Well, not same set of people, the very same head. And we expect things to be different. We expect things to be different in the nature of the Caribbean. And you have the same head running things because man get a cool out. Not Dominica Republic, but where?
Of Dominica.
Dominica.
That the government is working assiduously.
Yes, assiduously. Relentlessly without rest. That is what the government is telling the citizens. They are working relentlessly, assiduously, without rest. No rest for the wicked. They are working towards getting and ensuring that this does not happen again.
To alleviate the current petrol challenges confronting us.
So are you working relentlessly? When there was a problem in the East, there's still problem in the East, you know, guys. Still problem in the East. We went there. We went there last week. There's still problem in the East. Now they have been working relentlessly since then. November 8th. It is now December 19th, almost Christmas Day. Almost Christmas Day. And that is the kind of turmoil Dominica in right now. But the Prime Minister doing what?
Working assiduously.
Assiduously.
To alleviate. Current petrol challenges confronting us.
That is still there a month and a half later.
Lovely Dominica, land of CO, land of passport, land of money, land of passport money, land of CBI. And look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at how we come now, boy, in Dominica, now, boy, in the year 2022. Poor dear, look at how we come.
Back in November, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt promised that the fuel shortage would have been resolved within 24 hours. It was not. He blamed the shortage on what he called recent weather conditions. And back in September, Rubis in Dominica announced the suspension of fuel sales to its customers, following what it said were significant financial losses since entering that country in 2011, losses that it said got even worse in the past 6 years. It added that those losses were due to what it described as highly unfavorable mandated fuel prices, which were below the true importation value of fuel. A similar action had been announced by Rubis in Dominica in 2021. However, at that time, the government of Dominica agreed to implement some changes to the regulated prices aimed at partially restoring the profitability of the fuel distribution business in the market, with further action promised for the first quarter of 2022. But Rubis said that unfortunately the government of Dominica took no further action to restore the profitability of the fuel distribution business, and Rubis Dominica continued to incur significant losses as a result. Prime Minister Skerritt explained that his government met with Rubis last year and early this year as well. And Rubis said it needed an increase in its profit margin because it was losing too much money. But the government said it couldn't give what it described as an extreme increase in the profit margin in one fell stroke, but wanted to take it in what it described as a systematic way. Rubis isn't the only gas station in Dominica, though. For in his earlier statement, the Prime Minister advised Dominicans that there was also West Indies Oil Station, National Petroleum Gas Station, and Petrocaribe, and he promised that the government itself would be bringing in a significant quantity of gasoline and diesel. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.